Blackstone Audio presents Odd Magic by Patricia A. MacKillop, read by Gabrielle DeCure. Chapter 1. Brendan Vetch found the Odd School of Magic beneath a cobbler's shoe on a busy street in the ancient city of Kellyor. The sign hung over the door of a tiny shop that badly needed paint. Brendan gazed incredulously at the door, then again at the sign. "Odd," it insisted in neat black letters, "School of Magic." From the sign, a shoe depended. A wooden clog, sturdy enough to sail, fastened to the sign with a dowel through its center like a mast. Brendan hesitated. People jostled around him, strangers all of them, for he was a long way from home. Home was the rocky hills and cold, deep rivers of the North Country, valleys patterned green and gold in all the colors of wildflowers for 3 short seasons of the year, while the blank white wasteland of the 4th season seemed to last forever. He had walked down from there. The royal city, older than the kingdom of Numis itself, had sprawled past its gates and stone walls centuries before. Brendan had spent the previous day just getting from its outer boundaries of fields and cottages, taverns and markets, across one of its 5 bridges and within the shadow of the walls of the inner city. The gates had long since moldered away. Streets ran through the walls where they had once stood locked and barred against strangers and the night. Nobody guarded them now. They let anyone in.